And we're live.
You're listening to The Curta Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from The Mission.
And wherever dead air comes from.
And even though we manufacture dead air specifically for our listeners every week, just so you can be sure we stay on brand.
Yeah.
If you look us up on Instagram, it definitely says hashtag jiggle the wires.
Yeah.
That's
what had to happen there to make
two
that work.
In-guest studios who can witness.
In-guest studios?
In-studio guests. I get so nervous.
We're here with Yaz and Phoebe.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
We were just wandering in the neighborhood.
So we have an open door policy, and yet the door, we had to close it for a moment. There's a shoe in the middle of the road, by the way. But we did have to close it for a moment, and they still found their way in. Curious as they could be about RadioValencia.fm. Phoebe, what brings you here today?
We were going to look around at the Carnival Festival.
Highlights. Talk to us about the highlights. There were so many colors. There were headdresses. There was music. Talk about the highlights for us.
We went there for a second, so we wanted to explore once the parade was over. So we just looked at the parade and we were like, how are we going to cross this? And we decided, we should have food first. So then we went to Boogaloo's.
I mean, the headdresses and things that we saw were very nice. It was all very colorful. There was like kind of golden, yellow, red,
Yaz.
Blue.
The microphone is over
sorry.
Here.
Sorry. Hello. That's where the microphone is. We saw some wonderful headdresses and costumes that were yellow and red and blue, and lots of people dancing, I think. Phoebe, unfortunately, being of somewhat diminished stature, was not able to see very much.
For a seventh grader. Almost seventh grader.
When's your birthday?
13th of November.
Yes, my birthday's in September, and I was always the smallest kid in my class because I was like a year younger than everyone, basically.
Oh.
So November is pretty close. You'll catch up eventually.
Yeah.
Can you carry her on your shoulders anymore?
I offered. She's definitely not keen.
Yeah, I do not like being carried.
No. Okay, fair enough.
Even though she's very portable. I mean, she's very lightweight. If we had some like carrying handles or something that we could use, or I don't know,
that'd be very weird.
Some backpack arrangements, shoulder harness.
I feel like
harness.
Children do come with right. We've got arms.
Yeah.
We give each other hugs. What's happening,
come on,
guys?
Come on in, guys. This is Radio Valencia
.fm, and we're live on the air. Did you guys? Were you guys also witnesses to the parade and the festivities
and
today?
The massive headdresses.
yes, I was witnesses to the parade. My friend Aaron is visiting.
Hello, Aaron. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Guled.
Guled?
Yeah, Guled. G-U-L-E-D.
So, okay.
Yeah, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Steve.
Nice
and
to meet you.
Or sorry, Maldoror. We're going to make it hard to pronounce. Guled, Yaz,
I'm Shay.
Phoebe.
Nice.
And Aaron. Yeah.
Excellent.
And what's your name?
What's your name?
I'm Shay.
Nice to meet you guys. I never had a walk-by radio.
Well, yeah, here you are.
Yeah.
They also did a walk-by radio.
Oh.
They were out checking out the parade, apparently.
Yeah.
Cool. So, what did your friend tell you?
Sorry?
What did my friend tell me? Tell me it was cool. Yeah, we just walked by it and it was really nice.
Just been eating food.
Yeah, we got some food and then walked by.
And you guys went to Boogaloo. Where'd you get food from?
Oh, we went to La Taqueria.
Oh, yeah.
La Taqueria.
Oh, shit, they were open today?
The line was really long, but, you know, I wanted to take them there. And it was actually pretty good. Usually I get, a lot of takeout and it's kind of cold, but, when you eat it, warm, it's really good.
Yeah. Hello, random people.
Well,
nope.
Martin here.
What kind of music are you guys playing today?
Oh, that's a great question. What kind of music are we playing today?
Is it mostly chatting?
Some lovely dub going on
it's
right now.
It's not mostly chatting, but Bill, I will Bill hijack well. The mic back. Ah. It's a confused and culturally possibly insensitive episode. Steve just got home from Mexico.
Right.
So that's a little bit in contrast with what we not should be playing, but ought to be playing in terms of the carnival festivities that are going on. I threw in some new music that doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it sounds good and it rounds out the
Is it more uplifting than the depressing stuff? Because I was sitting in my hotel room in Mexico, sober, and, I couldn't drink because I was on antibiotics. And, my teeth are killing me, and I would just watch movies. Have you ever seen Queer? Is that what it's called? There's a movie with the guy who plays James Bond, as William S. Burroughs.
Naked Lunch?
No.
But as William S. Burroughs?
Yeah.
The guy Daniel Craig?
Yeah, Daniel Craig has a movie.
Oh, Queer. Yes. No, yeah.
Very
yes.
good movie if you're into that kind of
what
thing.
What is it actually about?
Being hungover in bars, in hotel rooms in Mexico?
I see. Okay. Okay.
More or less. With a lot of hot rent boys.
I see.
Which, I had no hair when I had no rent boys, so I'm sorry, Phoebe. We went a little adult all of a sudden.
She's had far worse.
Yeah.
So you seem like you're not from around here.
Texas.
Yeah.
Sorry. The clearly very English part of Texas.
I am just asking because today was championship Sunday for
yes.
And my
up
team,
the Gunners.
My team got relegated.
I'm sorry. Which team do you support?
West Ham.
West Ham. Oh yeah. No.
Not
well,
sure.
You're
had a very
forever,
bad morning.
You're forever blowing bubbles.
Yeah. In the championship.
So Maldoror was telling me that one of the things that happens when your team gets relegated, apparently, they had just built a new stadium. And
just
now,
built London Stadium.
London yeah. Stadium. And now, because they got relegated, the financial responsibility goes back to the taxpayers.
Oh, God.
And I thought, you know what? They just took something out of the United States playbook. Because that's exactly what the York family... It's just what happens here. It's very disappointing.
It makes me wonder if it was, relegation was a cunning plan by...
That's her thought.
100% right. Agree. 100%
but,
agree.
No, it's going to cost you £90 million to get relegated. It's yeah. not worth that for whatever 2% of the stadium.
It is worth it because you shove that financial responsibility on to not your team.
So they've gone... The trouble is, I always have... I'm an old British person. When I grew up... There were only four divisions in the football. There was Division 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then they added the Premiership. And then I stopped counting. And I'm trying to remember, is there like the Championship League above? League?
Champions, yeah, it's confusing because the Champion League is...
It's below the Premiership.
Yeah.
Right.
Tier 2.
So the West Ham have gone down to the Champion
Correct.
League. Right.
But they'll be right back next season, I'm sure, after only 38 weeks. I have to take the West Ham flag down out from my window.
You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
That's what being a football fan is being there through the rough times, because that's what most of the times are.
Yeah, fair enough.
Your heart will be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially if you stick with the Lions. World Cup coming up.
Oh, right.
England, yes. Oh, right. The World Cup is coming up.
Yeah. I hope that they win, but there's a likelihood that they won't, a very big likelihood, because they've
seen...
not won in the past.
You've seen England in the World Cup before.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
know there's a likelihood they will not win.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a likelihood of not winning, unless if it's, like, rigged and all of the players agree.
Well, it is FIFA we're talking about.
I was going to say.
Yeah. The most corrupt...
Yeah.
Thing on the planet that isn't the mafia.
That isn't our government?
Or isn't our government?
Except for our government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phoebe with some excellent...
Soccer insight.
Yes.
Fantastic. I don't even play.
Really?
You used to like it a lot. When you were tiny, you used to be really interested in soccer, and then you completely forgot that you were.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember any of that. What I do remember is all about cats. I have 3 cats, and they're very lovely. And I know a lot about cats. And I adore cats.
What are your cats' names?
Greebo, and Pilchard. And they are very cute and fluffy.
Maldoror is looking for photos to share with you.
I'm just trying to find my home screen. My cat is named Withnail.
Oh.
From Withnail and I.
Yep.
He's British. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yes. We lost Withnail's counter. Not we, but he.
Yeah, his name was Marwood, which is the Anai character.
Yes.
And Maldoror lost him first a couple of years ago.
I'm sorry.
But Withnail's lived up to his name. He's a right bastard.
It's like Pilchard, who has sent my dad to the ER multiple times.
Yeah, he's a Manx, which means...
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
How much food do they eat?
He's not very big. He seems fairly normal cat size, apart from the, got a double coat and the more powerful hind legs that Manx tend to have due to needing it to offset the lack of tail.
Lovely.
But yes, he is an absolute bastard who has sent... He is the kind of cat where people come along and they start to stroke him. We go, no, you want to be careful. And they go, oh no, it's fine. My sister's cat is also terrible. Fine. And then literally 5 minutes later, we are driving them to the ER with blood pouring from...
It's not that severe, but...
That's happened on at least one occasion.
And with age has come... Well, arthritis. So
yes, slowed him down a bit.
Wait, how old is he?
He's like...
Must be like 16?
Jesus. Over 16.
A 16-year-old Manx?
Yeah.
Good job, him.
Life expectancy of a cat is 10 to 15 years. Manxes are expected to live much less than that. But he is living more than that. He's at least 16. He's like 17 or 18.
Do you think that has to do with the level of care and love that you've given him?
Not remotely.
Really? No? Okay. No, I mean, there are some benefits to being domesticated.
I mean, maybe it's because he was an only cat, as in like the term only child, but for a cat, until we got the kittens this August.
Kittens?
Yeah. And you and Grebo, brother and sister, as in, you is the sister, Grebo is the brother. And apparently, Tuxedos join black cats as the least adopted fur pattern.
Tuxies. I've always had tuxies.
I've had... My cats are all black and tuxedo.
I had Tux, which was Tux, Lex and Dot. So 3 out of 5 that I've had. Anyway, we're a big fan of all the gattos here.
Yes, this is
on true. The Curated Catastrophe.
Do love cats. My cat, my life partner cat lived for 21 years. So
wow,
good luck to
that's impressive.
She was fine until she lost her hearing, and then she was still fine for five more years. You know, they could be durable, is all I'm saying.
Durable.
So you can look for more trips to the ER.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hooray.
There hasn't been an incident in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Dexter's friend picked him up. He was like cradling him by the time we got in the house.
Dexter being Phoebe's brother.
Gotcha.
Who is also at SFSU, actually.
No.
He's studying music at SFSU.
He should get on their radio. Their broadcasting program is fantastic.
Oh, excellent.
Unless he's an actual musician. We didn't inquire.
Oh, yeah. What does he play?
Mainly drums, but also bass, but also, you know, if you do music...
Yeah, it's rhythm.
Then you end up doing piano as well. Mainly drums and bass.
Still all rhythm instruments.
Yes.
It's hilarious to me that piano is a rhythm instrument, but...
Speaking of rhythm... That's a terrific segue, so I'd love to thank Yaz for that.
Pleasure.
Opening up the next set, we have The Meters, It's Hand Clapping Song. We're going to get back into Carnival, sort of. Thanks for being with us.
The Meters are awesome.
Yes, they are. So
it's uncharacteristically good choice for you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
With Yaz and Phoebe.
Thank you so much for having us.
Clap your hands now, people, clap now. Clap your hands now, people, clap your hands. Clap your hands now, people, clap now. Clap your hands now, people, clap your hands. Clap your hands now, people, clap now. Clap your hands now, people, clap now. Clap your hands now, people, clap now.
match New York sans fusil. Moi d'où monsieur Normati. Les bombes au Kébo, yo dévo, c'est leur mourir police venir. Moi d'où monsieur Normati. Qui a ici cap match New York sans fusil. Moi d'où monsieur Normati. Les bombes au Kébo, yo dévo, c'est leur mourir police venir. Moi d'où monsieur Normati. Madame Café soufflade, bouche moi un police a fini. Dis-y moi ma vente drogue, moi dis mon cher ou mati. Living pour fin checker, moi dis moi pas gain rien. C'est dans yon petit bac, moi t'as pris là pour me checker yon petit zin. Big up fantôme, moi remet à mon combo si ça devient depuis dans ballon, moi moi de côté mon yo. Tim Tim bois sec, moi courir les ouvrir porte dans yon cimetière. Passez moi moi yon tête sans corps. ABCDFG, souffle bataille c'est danger. Même sous quand je football, dernier goal lancé pour pélé. A jouer maman, maman c'est créole. Fizim c'est boussole, compam c'est la colle. Original haïtien. Quoi des bouquets, y'en a qui passent Brooklyn, fête Haïti, fête quoi des bouquets, tendez, y'a ici cap d'image New York sans fusil, moi nous monsieur Normati, les bombes y'ont qu'un yo dévo, c'est leur mourir police fini, moi nous monsieur Normati, y'a ici cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur Normati, les bombes y'ont qu'un yo dévo, c'est leur mourir police fini. Moi nous monsieur Normati, président, moi pas le président. Passe microphone, non, moi c'est gouvernement. Bonhomme c'est Wyclef, yo et les m'fanfans. Moi gagne un tisseur, yo et les au salon. Moi gagne un cheval qui vole chaque soir. Moi gagne cheveux poivre, moi pas le cheveux soir. Bad boy haïtien qui sorti en Haïti. Depuis moi un problème, moi allé rousine. Les mal l'école américaine te conjure. Yo tiré les nègre, yo et les petits nègre qui ne. Jean yo parle moi, ouais, yo pas civilisé. Jean yo parle moi, ouais, yo pas contre bon Dieu. 45 bon côté plus moins gagne des pieds collés. Si on est testé, ma pépé te dégrenzil. Original haïtien qui sorti Jérusalem. Si on est testé, ma nessa ou pas quoi Noël. Qui a ici cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur Normati. Les bombes yo kemo yo dévo, c'est leur mot et police venu. Moi nous monsieur Normati. Qui a ici cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur Normati. Les bombes yo kemo yo dévo, c'est leur mot et police venu. Tendez!
You should know that one day we all go. So keep your head to the sky. See the path we refuse is the path we should choose.
Haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil.
Man, you should know that one day we all go. So keep your head to the sky. See the path we refuse is a path.
Chante. Et haïtien cap d'image New York sans fusil. Moi nous monsieur Normati. Les bombes yo kemo yo dévo, c'est leur mot et pour les unis.
Bon bagay yo team que
Konnen ki nem yo.
Fipetionville, Fipetionville. Pablo nek ki gen cheveux poivre.
Step right up, come closer. You won't believe your eyes behind this curtain. Witness something you've never seen before. Before, drunk before, the most amazing show on earth. La 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 la. It's the most amazing.
Casey Kasem, and I'd like to remind you that Shea from the Bay is the one keeping the flaming soul of this dumpster fire alive.
Vem a galinha rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer a maçã. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coião, é curtir o verão.
This is Radio Valencia, coming to you from the heart of the Mission, which sounds like that, basically, right now. Oh, I didn't turn you on because you weren't here.
You never turn me on. Closing out that set, we heard something classic for Carnival. It was Bruno
Guerini.
I really can't do Brazilian.
So was an Italian guy playing a Brazilian song?
Magalhães. I just feel like Brazilians, they put consonants where they shouldn't be. All of their vowels, they're extra vowels, and then they have all the curly Q's.
And they don't speak Spanish just out of spite.
It's not Spanish. It's not French. It's like Spanish
it's Portuguese.
And French when you have a dick in your mouth is what it sounds.
Oh,
anyway,
Jesus.
That was a terrific song. That was
Magdalena. I'm glad Phoebe left. Jesus, fuck.
Before that, we heard from Christina Aguilera. That was Enter the Circus. As we know, Carnival is a bit of a circus. And had we played everything in order, that would have been a presage of things to come, because that song was produced by Linda Perry. In fact, the entire B-side album that song was on, Back to Basics, I don't remember what year it was, 2007, it's really old. But anyway, Linda Perry produced that entire B-side. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, that's 20 years old.
I know, and it's such a good theatrical, it's so dramatic. Before that, we heard from Wyclef Jean. Do you remember him?
Jean.
Do you remember that album, Carnival?
Nope.
That was Sang Fazi, and is basically about all the difficulties that Haitians go through in New York. Opening up the set, we heard from The Meters, Hand Clapping Song. What was that? Drum roll, please.
I don't know.
The Meters I decided to include because they were from New Orleans. So we kind of had a Brazilian representation of Carnival.
Do you think New Orleans is in South America?
No, but New Orleans, they're big on Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is the culmination of, right, Carnival. So these things make it make sense, Maldoror, which we do here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
I suppose, after a sense.
Let's just not forget Art Neville.
Who?
On the keyboards?
I forgot what you were talking about.
Oh, okay. About the meters.
And he was Neville, brother?
Yeah. He was the father.
Oh, he was Neville father.
He was the dad.
Oh.
It was all downhill from there.
Hmm.
Anyway. Curious, if true. Maldoror, please stop touching your ever-purpling eye.
I think it's getting better.
Oh, God. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror? Oh, my
word. I'm
honestly so worried about it. I'm so worried about it. It's okay. You can use your White Claw as a, you know, as an ice pack.
As a soothing mechanism.
Well, Maldoror, you use it as a soothing mechanism, and also...
Yeah, it's multifaceted.
Dude, Maldoror thinks that a White Claw is a 100-calorie snack pack.
I haven't eaten solid food in like 9 days. I got so drunk, I fell down on my face last night. If you're not eating solid food, don't drink.
Dude, green juice, right? Just do like green juice and nutrient-rich things.
Yeah, I've got a protein thing in my bag somewhere.
Let me put it in the blender for you. Anyway, do you have another set, or where are we? Because we kind of got off track with Phoebe and Yaws and
yeah,
cats.
You wanted to hear something.
Cats. I did want to hear
you
something.
You have a request, though.
I do have a request, because two things I want to mention about birthdays today.
Muy
that's
bueno.
Not how you say it. Quiero pedir. I want to ask for something. Quiero pedir.
Quiero pedir?
Quiero pedirle algo. I want to ask you something. So we have
whatever,
two birthdays. We have two birthdays today. Amy Critchlow, my best friend from middle school, who you love.
DJ Amy G.
Yes, you love Amy. So Amy Critchlow's birthday is today, as well as my friend Alex Soto's dead father, Raul. Raul was an interesting Mexican guy because he used to like kind of like, I'm not going to say racist things, but weird shit like Speedy Gonzalez. And the song that I've asked you to play, which is actually a Peggy Lee song called Mañana. Happy birthday, Raul. Happy birthday, Amy.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Hey, senor, why you not play a happy song, huh? Like Mañana? You like the vamp, huh? Vamp get ready, huh? The pulse, she is dripping and the fence, she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere. Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she's right. I've got to work mañana, but I got to sleep tonight. Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for Elaine. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know. Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. He said, you're on fire, why you don't play for us, huh? Great, play. For him. My brother took his suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. Well, then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot. Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me. The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day. Mañana, mañana. Mañana is good enough for me. Hoppa, hoppa, mañana. Mañana. Mañana is good enough for me. Hoppa!
Through, sister?
Yeah, more through, señora. You know any more horses? You tired? How you feel? Sleeping, huh?
Left his home in Casas Grandes when the moon was full. He had no money in his pocket, just a locket of his sister framed in gold. He headed for El Sueco, stole a rooster named Gallo del Cielo. And he crossed the Rio Grande with that rooster nestled deep beneath his arm. Gallo del Cielo was a warrior born in heaven, so the legends say. His wings, they had been broken. He had one eye rolling crazy in his head. He'd fought 100 fights, and the legends say that one night near El Sueco, they fought Cielo 7 times. 7 times he left brave roosters dead. Hola, my Therese, I'm thinking of you now in San Antonio. I have $27 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I put it all on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. Then I'll return to buy the land Pancho Villa stole from father long ago. Outside of San Diego, in the onion fields of Paco Monteverde, the pride of San Diego lay sleeping on a fancy bed of silk. And they laughed when Saragossa pulled a one-eyed del Cielo from beneath his coat. But they cried when Saragossa walked away with a $1,000 bill. Oh, my Therese, I'm thinking of you now in Santa Barbara. I have $1,500 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it all on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. I'll return to buy the land Pancho Villa stole from Father Mongo. Now the moon has gone to hiding, and the lantern light spills shadows on the fighting scene. A wicked black named Zorro faces del Cielo in the night. Carlos Saragossa fears the tiny crack that runs across his rooster's beak. And he fears that he has lost the $50,000 riding on the fight. Hola, my Teresa, I'm thinking of you now in Santa Clara. The money's on the table, I'm holding now your good luck framed in gold. Everything we dream of is riding on the spurs del Cielo. I'll return to buy the land Villa stole from father long ago. The signal it was given, and the roosters rose together far above the sand. Gallo del Cielo sunk a gaff in the Zorro's shiny breast. They were separated quickly, but they rose and fought each other time and time again. And the legends all agreed, Gallo del Cielo fought the best. And the screams of Saragossa filled the night outside the town of Santa Clara. As the beak of del Cielo lay broken like a shell within his hand. And they say that Saragossa screamed a curse upon the bones of Pancho Villa. As Zorro rose up one more time and drove del Cielo in the sand. Oh, my Teresa, I'm thinking of you now, San Francisco. I have no money in my pocket, I no longer have your locket framed in gold. Del Cielo, I will not return to buy the land that Villa stole long. brother's face turn red when he hears mention of my name. And do the people of El Sueco still curse the theft of Gallo del Cielo? Tell my family not to worry, I will not return to cause them shame.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
You're listening to The Curated Catastrophe, which
it's
is
not your favorite telenovela, but pretty close.
That was Gallo del Cielo by
Really?
Gallo. Del Cielo. By Joey Eli, who confused the shit out of Clash fans when he opened for The Clash on one of their U.S. tours.
Do you think that was a good match or no?
Yes, because he's muy auténtico. He means it, man.
Mucho como tu acento. Lo mismo. Muy auténtico.
Muy auténtico.
Sí.
Está bien.
Dude, say it again. Do muy auténtico. Do the Curated Catastrophe. Dude, that's the next. No, it's our new promo. Let me clip it. Do it again.
This is the Curated Catastrophe. Muy auténtico.
Regular listeners will know that I like to clip things from previous episodes. We didn't have time to do it this week, but I love to put together a week that was where I embarrass both myself and Maldor with the things that we've said throughout the show. It's terrific.
Yeah,
so, it really is good.
So tune into the podcasts, the back episodes, and you can listen to this one soon.
Don't promise them things, Maldor, that you're not going to deliver on. It's been a live situation here in the neighborhood this afternoon with Carnival. Wow.
It has, in fact.
Nothing bad happened, so that's good.
Well, that homeless... I'm sorry. I assumed he was unhoused. That weird guy talked to us.
You welcomed it.
I do. I tend to just welcome weirdness into my life.
I'm really glad we're partners.
Hello, island person.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Coming up at 4 p.m., we have Cheap Hooch in studio.
Nope.
We don't have Cheap Hooch in studio.
And West Ham got relegated. Everything sucks today.
It really doesn't. The show was pretty good. And the neighborhood was live. We had
some
participants that walked in from the street that weren't totally... Well, we talked about cats. You know, we talked about cats.
Yeah, Phoebe's cats were awesome.
You know, so that happened.
And Yaz.
And
Yaz was a good guest.
Only because you guys got to talk about football.
Well, yeah.
The funniest moment was when Yaz said, you were like, it sounds like you said something to the effect of, you're not from around here. He said, we're from Texas.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
I've got to jiggle the wires so this is in stereo.
Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 canta. Se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. De la sierra morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo, de contrabando.
Ese lunar que tiene cielito lindo junto a la boca. No se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo, que a mí me toca. La mía, cielito lindo, no hay más que un paso. Ahora que estamos solos, cielito lindo, dame un abrazo.